Hey, here we go. It's Feb 6. It's National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
Yeah?
Yep. For today, I don't know why it is. It's Lame Duck Day. I'm not sure why that would happen.
Well, it is raining.
Affleck.
It's raining? No, lame duck. And I think lame duck is usually a political term.
Well,
but
it doesn't have to be. It could be a duck with a bag leg.
It could be. It could be.
Affleck.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time you were standing around talking about lame duck ducks, though?
You know, if we do go to Chuck E. Cheese's, you two can be the parents and I'll be the kid. How does that sound?
She's kind of hooked on this thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well. How about the fact that the pizza just really sucks there?
I'm just imagining about what a weirdo I would be if Kevin and Scott were my parents. I mean, think about it.
That's assuming she's not weird now. It's also frozen yogurt day.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You know, you used to, maybe 6-7 years ago, you only bought that in the grocery store or on a stick, and now, They're almost like nail salons.
TCBY was like the only place you
could
get it.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. I remember TCBY. Wow.
My grandma used to take me.
It's Dump Your Jerk Week.
Oh, well, bye, guys. See y'all later.
Okay, there you go. Encouraging people to take care of that before they waste $100 on Valentine's
Day. She's
getting
rid of her parents.
Yeah, apparently so. Wow, interesting. All right, happy birthday to my son, Kason. He's 31 today. That makes me feel old.
That's a cool name. I like that.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Others.
Chris Humphries, 28 years old, with Miss Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
If you are in the know, I could Rickroll you, but I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Rick Astley, 47 today.
Oh, okay.
Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses, 51.
Uh-huh.
Richie McDonald, the lead singer of Lone Star, 51. Hmm? Richie McDonald and Axl Rose are the same age. That's
wow,
funny.
Yeah.
Barry Miller, 55. He was Bobby C. in Saturday Night Fever.
Of course he was.
Kathy DeJimmy, 56, uh-huh. Veronica's Closet. John Walmsley from The Waltons. He was Jason, 57 years old. Natalie Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a little crazy,
mm-hmm.
but very good singer.
Sings well.
She's 63. Michael Tucker, the shorter lawyer on L.A. Law, 68.
Yeah.
Fabian is 71.
Wow. Not so good a singer.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw is 73.
Uh-huh.
Mike Farrell, 74 years old. Not the one you're thinking.
No.
But B.J. Honeycutt from MASH.
Right.
Rip Torn.
Texas Aggie, fighting Texas Aggie from Cameron,
really?
Texas.
Yes, sir.
Well, he graduated
no
from Texas.
He was an Aggie.
Yeah, he went here for like 2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was here for a week or two.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He is 82 years old.
Wow. And the Gary Sanders Show, if you ever watched that, he had a great part.
Oh, I think he's funny.
He is. He's a funny, funny guy, yeah.
Patrick McNee, 91 uh-huh. years old.
Wow.
And he was from the Avengers.
Yeah.
And Zsa
Zsa. Zsa?
Zsa Gabor is 96 years old.
Really?
You know, my favorite quote by her.
Okay.
She says something, it's along the lines of, "All I want is a man who is kind and generous. Is that too much to ask of a millionaire?"
Really?
Morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have the wrong magazine, the wrong gun, you go to jail. The Muslim Brotherhood, Mohammed Morsi, the terrorist organization, they get F-16s, we pay for them. They get Abrams tanks, we pay for them. And what do we get? Now a Justice Department memo that says that Americans can get hit with a drone strike without any due process. They get due process, we don't. Think about this. This is madness. The very same people that went out there day after day after day, George Bush is a war criminal. If so, what on earth would that make Obama? Now that his actions ought to be more infuriating to the left, but so far there's nothing but silence. What about the Democrats in Congress? Are they going to rake Obama over the coals like they did Bush?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Men, is your energy in a nosedive? Have you lost muscle and gained belly fat? These are symptoms of low testosterone, and studies show that boosting testosterone increases energy, muscle, and melts belly fat. Now, safely increase your testosterone with Andro 400. Men who've tried Andro 400 have reported the incredible way they feel and look. Bobby M. says, "My waistline has gone from 38 inches down to 32. Andro 400 is the only thing that's ever worked for me." Don P. wrote, "I've lost 12 pounds and 3 inches from my waist and my energy has increased." Robert C. wrote, "My belly fat is disappearing and I've lost 10 pounds all in my midsection. I have more energy and my libido is increased fivefold. Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. Gain energy and muscle. Lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com.
Cyber criminals target the Fed. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Federal Reserve is acknowledging its computers were hit by hackers. The central bank says information was obtained by criminals who exploited what it says was a temporary vulnerability. The Fed says the problem has since been fixed and no critical operations were affected. Some Dell shareholders say they're unhappy with the premium they'll get from the nearly $24.5 billion deal that will take the computer maker private. Microsoft is making a big investment in Dell. Experts see that as risky. They say Microsoft is gambling it can help to prop up one of its biggest customers without annoying all of the other companies that do business with the software giant. A majority of Americans think Washington is doing a decent job delivering services. The American Customer Satisfaction Index reports the percentage of citizens who are satisfied with services provided by the federal government is higher now than it was a year ago. Stock market futures are mixed this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and StateLaw.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Showers and thunderstorms today, about a 60% chance today, and the same thing for tonight. High today, about 69 degrees. Winds probably about 5 miles an hour out of the north this afternoon. And then tonight, we'll have a low of 58. Then the rain clears out of here. Just we have it for today and tonight. And this weekend, we may have a chance at some showers. We'll see how that all develops. But we'll be in the 70s all the way through then. In fact, if you look ahead to Monday, we're looking at a high, or the Sunday, you got a high of 77 degrees is what we're looking at. Right now, winds from the southeast at 10, 93% relative humidity. Most of the rain down toward Houston is kind of around Bryan College Station, but Brazos County not getting too much rain right now. But if you head toward Houston, you head toward Austin, and certainly if you head down toward Victoria, you're going to be hitting rain just about as soon as you get outside the county. And again, overcast skies now, and it's 66.
When a man and woman meet and there's a spark, there's chemistry, what exactly is going on? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Your eyes meet across the room. You feel something magical, a special chemistry. What is it?
The chemical reaction you feel is primarily a drug called dopamine rushing into the pleasure center of your brain.
Leah Lowndes, author of the book How to Create Chemistry with Anyone, says for men, the hormone testosterone plays an important role at that particular moment.
Men's testosterone will go up one-third just even talking with an attractive woman, and if he feels that there's a strong connection, then it will shoot right up through the stars.
In fact, when a man and woman first meet, all kinds of unspoken things start happening.
Women can actually tell, even if they have no desire necessarily to have children, whether a man has what they call good dad qualities, good supporting qualities. And this, again, is Mother Nature, evolution. She wants women who will be fertile. That's why the signs of fertility, a shapely body, shiny hair, which means health, these are the things that are attractive to men.
Women, on the other hand, are programmed to be concerned about other things.
Intelligence, which means that he would be able to take care of a family. Yes, even his socioeconomic status.
Tomorrow, the chemistry that happens after the passion dies down. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé, is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well. But there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful. WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council has decided to permanently close the city's conference center. Originally built as a school in 1949, then expanded in 1983, the conference center was closed last July when it was declared structurally unsafe. Mayor Nancy Berry says There is a council consensus to look at building additional meeting space at the Ringer Library and the Lincoln Center, where voters approved bond issues in 2008.
Staff has recommended, and the council would look favorably upon, although we didn't make any exact decision, was that both of those expansions include meeting space. So that's probably where we're going to put it when we get around to building those additions for those two buildings. The voters have already approved the dollars.
The council decided to keep the center closed after learning the cost of structural repairs and making the center comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act is at least $1.6 million. The College Station School District gets the first opportunity to buy the building. Over the next year, the land between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Community Park will be turned into a new psychiatric hospital. The president of Strategic Behavioral Health of Memphis, Jim Shaheen, presided at Tuesday's groundbreaking.
One of the most important things that we do in treatment is family therapy. But when you have to go to Houston or Austin, it's very difficult for families to be involved. We know by our studies that we have a 68% better chance of success when families are involved in treatment. So being able to bring these folks home not only is going to be convenient, but we know we're going to have a larger success rate with their recovery.
Shaheen says the 72-bed campus is a $12 million investment where 250 people will be employed. The College Station School District's crisis counseling team has been activated following the death of a student. A statement from CSISD says yesterday afternoon at College Station High School, a student collapsed during fifth period gym class. CPR was administered immediately and an automated external defibrillator was used in an attempt to revive the student. An ambulance transported the student to College Station Medical Center where they passed away. The student's name has not been released. A trip to Austin earlier this week did not go as planned for A&M President Bowen Lofton. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read Dr. Lofton's Twitter and Facebook posts about having a kidney stone removed and sending his regrets about not attending last night's Silver Tap ceremony. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the president experienced severe abdominal pain Monday in Austin and went to the hospital. A large kidney stone was removed Monday night, and Lofton returned to College Station yesterday afternoon. The latest study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M concludes we'll waste more on gasoline, tires, and wear and tear stuck in traffic every year than we do on Christmas presents, $818. Researcher Bill Isley says we waste 2.9 billion gallons of fuel.
It's enough to fill the New Orleans Superdome four times.
The annual study found Houston the sixth most congested city in the country, with motorists wasting 52 hours a year in traffic. And three layers of bureaucracy have been removed in a new agreement on responding to wildfires. The deal announced yesterday between the A&M Forest Service and Fort Hood will also allow collaboration on training, prescribed burns, and wildfire suppression. In the past, requests have been made by the Forest Service first went to the Texas Division of Emergency Management, which then would seek assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA then had to take a request to the Defense Department. A Houston man has been arrested for a murder that happened in College Station in October of 2006. 44-year-old Eric Hicks is accused of shooting Demetrius Browder, also known as D.D. Browder's remains were found 3 months later in a drainage ditch trash pile with a block tied around his body. Investigators were told by the victim's brother that the victim took property belonging to Hicks because the suspect couldn't pay for crack cocaine sold by Browder. Hicks, accused of shooting Browder in the head, is held in the Brazos County Jail on bond of $2 million. And a Bryan man accused of breaking into a Westside home yesterday morning was caught by police. Officer Kelly McKeithen credits neighbors living around the victim's home in the 3100 block of Heatherwood.
And I just want to give a big shout out and commend the witnesses for observing the suspicious activity and calling it in, because without them, we may not have caught this burglar. We can't be everywhere, you know, at every time, so we need everyone's eyes and ears to help us do our job.
Officers returned the stolen property to the victim, and 18-year-old Quintarius Jackson was taken to jail following his arrest for burglary, criminal trespass, and evading arrest during a foot chase. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 64 degrees. This is the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW. high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, hypertension, obesity, and family history of heart attack or stroke can all be signs of clogged leg arteries called PAD or peripheral arterial disease. Get a free screening Thursday, February 7th, 8:30 to 4 at the St. Joseph Education Annex on the corner of Broadmoor and 29th Street. PAD is serious but can be cured. St. Joseph can make the difference with advanced treatment options. Call 774-4653 to schedule your time.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce. Whether it's full or part-time, students or year-round residents, it means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, glossy publication, At Home magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get early bird advertising rates in At Home magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Mad Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Wet day shaping up for the region. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some of them may be strong later on, high 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms across the region will taper off tonight, lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear skies, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Nice day during the day on Friday. We'll have abundant sun and highs will be up near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now,
really? What, really?
Yeah, this is just absolutely so.
A&M is going to be most likely a top 10 team in Texas. Is going to be back there in the 20s.
That's breaking a lot of hearts here in Aggieland.
Yeah. I'm sure.
That's Jason Howell from Rivals.com. He is predicting a pretty good class for A&M. We'll share that with you. Today is National Signing Day. Also, a Texas lawmaker is saying now that for football practices, they only want one full contact practice a week.
Who does?
Texas lawmaker.
Oh.
And we'll share.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
right.
Proposed a law.
Yeah.
We'll share that with you. And the Rockets set a record in the NBA last night.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're not going to want you to break a sweat or make a fist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, I mean, it could. Could be.
Okay, it's the new Texas Two Below Championship.
Yeah, well, in the end, it's, you know, that whole discussion. And I was watching Meet the Press on Sunday, because I always do, right? And they had, Bob Costas on. I was trying to figure out if he's dyeing his hair or wearing a toupee now, but he's doing one or.
Maybe it's a dead cat.
It could be.
You know, you're limiting your options.
The way it was kind of combed, it looked like it could be some sort of a dead cat. mammal.
Does
on
it look
head.
Like a euthanized cocker spaniel?
Well, no, because it's dark brown. But anyway,
it could be a Springer spaniel.
There was some discussion as to whether or not this would cause some sort of this whole NFL safety thing,
mm-hmm.
and what they're going to do with that, and you know the lawsuit and how it's going to be settled and what the future means. And he was asked if there might be some sort of a splinter league, kind of like how MMA has come to be. Because, you know, boxing wasn't quite violent enough, so we needed to go ahead and start kicking and choking.
Yeah, let's ramp it up a
no,
little.
That's right. MMA is very different from boxing.
I know.
That's what he's saying.
I don't even think it's like the baby of boxing. It's like martial arts had a baby with boxing.
Well, what I'm saying is there wasn't enough violence in boxing, so we needed to move up to other things where we could kick and choke. So does that mean that we'll end up with a splinter professional football league that'll just be violence on the field?
We could just start playing rugby.
Well, now that's the other thing is you start, because I remember years ago watching Australian rules football, which is, you know, real football and they don't wear pads and stuff.
Yep.
And pretty well knock into each other. And that's back when ESPN was just starting and they had all the figure skating they needed, so they got the Australian rules.
Oh,
on.
My gosh.
Well, and also, you know, when you're 20 years old and it's 11 o'clock at night, you're looking for things to watch.
Sure.
And they're, you know, broadcasting live. No. When you're 20 years old, why would you do that?
There's more beer then.
That's exactly right. Beer is still there and you're awake, so why in the world?
Where can you buy just one can of beer? I don't want to buy a whole six-pack, but there is a slug, and I want to catch him. He is eating all the leaves off my ranunculus, and I am mad.
Any convenience store you stop at.
It's like a gas station?
Yeah.
Okay. I was at HEB and I couldn't find any single beers.
Why don't you just use
salt.
A banana?
A banana.
Because
banana
they don't drown in a banana.
Well,
what
but
you
get a banana peel and they'll go to the banana peel and you pick that up and then you just throw it out.
I'll give that a try, but yeah. I don't know. Just the only successful one I've seen is you take a bottle and you cut a hole in the top and put beer
well,
into it.
It's a can and you cut a hole in the top.
Well,
yeah.
I've seen it done with a bottle.
Okay, cool.
Not a beer bottle,
okay.
Like a soda bottle.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And then the big fat slug is attracted and crawls down in there and drowns.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So then you know he's dead. You don't have to dispatch him.
Uh huh. Well, you got to throw the stuff out.
What do you want to drink?
Your
slug sauce beer.
If you eat a banana, that's you're already spending the money on the banana peel, and that may
and
work.
You're not wasting beer.
Oh my
that's right.
Gosh.
And you're most importantly. There's somebody out there who's wanting a beer. I was going to buy a beer, and that girl went in there and bought the last one. I wanted me PBR, and I couldn't get one because
she used
got
it
the
to
last
drown
one.
A slug.
So, well, he didn't know that.
Hey,
he just
it's
knew
a romantic
took the
way
beer.
To die. Think yeah. of the slug as just must be a great way to die for a slug.
What are those absurdly complex machines? I can't think of the name of the guy.
Oh,
Drew Goldberg.
Know, yeah.
You need to build a Goldberg machine to kill your slug.
Yeah, oh, I don't like have that. Time to do
something
all
that.
Something
that adds salt and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
The salt will kill my flowers.
Well, if you see the slug, though, you just put salt on it.
I can't see the slug. I go out every day and I look for it, and I can't find what it's eating.
So, Kevin, the slug is moving too fast for Cat. I guess. Is that where we're going with that?
No, the slug is, my guess is, he goes in his slugly ways and hides under some leaves or something during the daytime, because otherwise he would dry out. But he comes out at night, and so in the morning when I go out there, and my pansies are crying in pain, and they have all these holes in them, and all the leaves are gone from the Persian buttercups, it's time to get to business.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. Anyway. Try the banana peel. It might bring a raccoon, too. You know? That's all
well,
you
I've
need.
Already found cat poo in there.
Well,
I don't want a raccoon in there.
Excuse me.
It's not my cat.
Yeah, I
my
know.
My cats
but,
are indoor cats.
Yeah, and they don't poo either, do they?
Ever.
Well,
no, ever.
They
ever.
Do, but not outside.
Got it. Okay.
Not
so
in
anyway.
My flower bed.
And so recruiting is signing day today, national signing day. And what's that? Starts at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 8:30 or something?
I believe
like
it's 8 o'clock when they can start receiving. But the NCAA rules and regulations on that are so stringent.
You know,
like they fax it in, and if it's not filled out exactly the way it's supposed to, they have to kick it back, and literally some of these kids will commit at 8 a.m. and we won't find out until 3 this afternoon because they've got to make sure that it's gone through standards and practices.
You know what's odd is that they're using kind of a backwards technology now. I mean, because can't you just scan it in and email it? You know what I'm saying?
One would think, but they're actually perched around fax machines.
Today we're doing an over and under of how many telephone technicians are going to be at the athletic department just in case something goes wrong?
Yeah. At least two.
Yeah. How many different fax machines do they have over there just in case something goes wrong?
At least two.
Are we betting or?
No. Just kind of an observation. That's all. Yeah. So we'll know all about that. And the thing is, you know, it's not the way that it used to be a long, long time ago, because what they would do at that time before the faxing age is that the head coach would go around and collect it. I mean, they would collect that signature personally. They would take in the sheet, and the kiddo would sign it right there. Then they're hopping on a plane, and they're flying off to someplace else. And that's why some of the great recruiting stories back when Frank Broyles or Daryl Royal or Barry Switzer, Tom Osborne, when they were out at R.C. Slocum, when they were out recruiting, the stories that they would tell about sitting in front of a recruit's house until they could go up first thing and get them to sign that was legend. And one of the famous times that the A&M did this, it's, you'd always get an alumnus who would give you a jet so you could fly around, you know, because that looks cool. Fly into Tyler in your jet, you know, and sign that kid and then hop on the plane and fly someplace else. And amazingly enough, one year, I don't know how they planned it. I know it was just happenstance that the last player the Texas A&M signed on National Signing Day lived in Las Vegas. Isn't that amazing?
Funny how that works.
And I think they decided just to stay over. I know it's a shock. But, yeah, after signing all those kids in Texas, and the kid's name was Ed Simonini, he ended up being a pretty good football player.
There's no sense in coming back.
There isn't. I mean, it's late. You definitely want to get some sleep, and, you know, it's been a busy day, and you need to maybe, celebrate a little bit.
Oh.
But why not if you're in Las Vegas? I mean, it's either that or Giddings, and so, you know, you opt for Las Vegas.
I'd rather go to Giddings, personally.
I understand, but, you know, you also didn't watch the Super Bowl and watch something on Richard III, so you know, I wouldn't say that you're necessarily mainstream when it comes to that. If you were a football coach, my thought is that maybe you would think that Las Vegas was your choice, but since that's not the career choice that you made, you know, we'll go from there.
I guess that's why I'm into baseball.
That could well be. We'll talk to Bill Flores in a little while. You know, there's nothing. I mean, we'll talk to him about all this politics stuff, and that's why there's no reason to go any farther than that, except one kind of an interesting story.
Okay.
Here's the quote, having to do with Obamacare and everything. The year 2025, the year 2030, something is going to have to give, this speaker says. We're going to need more revenue. Surely it will require some sort of middle-class tax as well. We won't be able to pay for the kind of government the society will want without some increases in taxes on the middle class. Maybe a value-added tax. They call those VATs, okay? That's in addition to what we're paying now, okay? And we're also going to have to make decisions about health care, doc pay for health care that has no demonstrated medical benefits. So the snarky version, which I shouldn't even say because it'll get me in trouble, is death panels and sales taxes are on the way, and this is how we do it. The guy speaking is Paul Krugman. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's an economist and a darling of the left. The left loves this guy. He loves to say things about what government should do, but, I mean, he's saying they're going to need death panels and higher taxes. He's telling us that right now. Remember, the Republicans talked about death panels, and then they kind of backed off of it because that's a pretty aggressive thing to say. But Paul Krugman, he made the speech last week, as a matter of fact, at the 6th and I Historic Synagogue. So there you go. So you got the liberals telling us we're going to have death panels now. Okay?
All this stuff is getting creepier and creepier.
Yeah, it is. And he says it's by 2025 or 2030. And then, of course, you know, we talked about the president killing people with drones, too, yesterday. So anyhow, but we'll talk to Flores in about 45 minutes.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment, and supplies, it's all at at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have an appointment with your printing shear sometime in the next 4 weeks. You need to be sure you complete each of the tasks that I'm going to talk about, because you won't get another opportunity for another 11 months. In fact, I'm not even going to give you 4 weeks. Let's do this in the next couple of weeks. We'll place them in general chronological order so you can use the list as your checkoff. I'll be back with details right after this important message. I have set aside a handful of my 2013 Texas gardening calendars for you, my Plant Talk Texas listeners. But you need to order immediately. There are precious few. Scores of calendars remain out of the many thousands that we printed. You can save one-third on the calendar with all of its monthly gardening guides of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 10,000 words of when to do things here in the Lone Star State, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction completely guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar for the box and the postage. Call today before we run out of calendars. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4. It's a rule of green thumb. Bush roses are pruned by 50% early each February. Each cut is made 1/4 inch directly above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You can also prune continuous blooming climbing roses, but only by 30% or 40% in both cases. Remove weak, non-productive canes. Now, the spring-only blooming roses should be pruned after they finish flowering. Then there are peach and plum trees. Your goal with these related trees is to have 10-foot-tall trees that are 15 to 18 feet wide. The ideal tree will have 3 scaffold branches arising from the trunk between 22 and 28 inches. The overall shape of each tree should resemble a large rounded cereal bowl. To attain all of this, you must start training the tree the day it's planted. After that, you'll remove significant quantities of twigs and branches late each winter, just before the new buds begin to swell. If that earlier pruning wasn't done, all you can do a year or two later is to come as close as you can to getting that bowl shape without destroying the tree's vigor. No plant is pruning more heavily than grapes. Remove 80% of each vine's cane growth each winter. Now, that's your main way of limiting the number of clusters and thereby improving the size of the individual grapes. Train the scaffold branches along the wire trellises as you prune. Not many shrubs get their own special listing, but nandinas are long popular plants that grow unlike any other in our landscape. They produce upright stems that rarely branch. Over 2 or 3 years, they can take on the looks of miniature palms with all the growth at the tips. To keep them attractive, you should cut the tallest canes back to the ground each winter. Aim to trim 1/3 of the stems every year. The new shoots coming up from the base will keep the plants full and compact. Broadleafed evergreen shrubs, it's usually best to buy a plant whose mature size and form fits the space you have available. However, if you want to thicken plants up by encouraging additional branching, giving them a light trim in late winter is the best way to do so. Remove only 15 or 20% of the twig growth with a power hedge trimmer and complete your pruning before they start forming any new buds. And finally, summer flowering shrubs and vines are pruned now, but remember, don't ever top crepe myrtles for any reason. I'm Neil Sperry. Curious facts about tree trunks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Today is National Signing Day, which means that high school stars of today are pledging to their college or university of choice and where they're going to spend the next 4 to 5 years. Now, with 2 Aggies projected to go in the top 4 picks of the NFL draft, the Aggies have some big holes to fill due to both the draft and seniors graduating. The Aggies have 25 scholarships and they can fill their recruiting class with, and they're ranked 7th in the country, and that's according to Rivals.com. Number 1 is held by Bama, followed by Ohio State and Florida, who are tied. The Golden Domers are number 4 at Notre Dame. LSU slides in at 5. Michigan is 6. and A&M, USC, UCLA, and Georgia round out the top 10. I got a chance to speak with Bryce Jones, the recruiting specialist at Texags, to find out who A&M's biggest three prospects could be this year.
Ricky Seals Jones from Steely, the number one player in the state of Texas, former Texas commit, now committed to A&M. He's one of the biggest commits, one of the biggest players that A&M's landed in a long time. And then another one, Jaquay Williams, another wide receiver who was at Fort Union Military Academy there in Virginia. He's an early enrollee. He's already on campus, and he's a big-time guy on the outside. Was rated the top wide receiver coming out of Georgia last year. And then my third one is probably going to be Isaiah Golden from Carthage. He's a big 6'2.5", 305-pound monster in the middle on the defensive line. That he's got feet like a running back, really quick off the line, and is just a dominant player in the middle of that defense.
I also spoke with Jason Howell with the national recruiting site Rivals.com and asked if he had heard through the grapevine of any surprises coming A&M's way.
One guy that could really surprise some people would be cornerback McKenzie Alexander. He's out of Florida, and he's been looking at A&M. He hasn't committed anywhere, but it's looking like he's going to go another team. But he is looking at A&M. A&M's kind of in the mix there. So that would be a big surprise, and I'm sure a very welcome one for A&M.
Aggie football and Coach Sumlin will hold a signing day press conference today at 3, and it will be carried live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. As a matter of fact, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, is pretty much on signing day all day long. A shocker in NCAA basketball as the Arkansas Razorbacks stunned the number 2 team in the country of Florida, winning last night 80-69. It's a big Mike Anderson's second season and a signature win that he had been looking for quite some time. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets tied an NBA record and set a franchise mark with 23 three-pointers in a 140-109 win over Golden State last night. Jeremy Lin sank a career-high 5 three-pointers, and Chandler Parsons and James Harden hit 4 apiece as the Rockets reach a season-high point total. They also tied an NBA record with 14 three-pointers in the first half and dished out a season-high 35 assists. Now, a state lawmaker who wants to make concussion screenings as routine as physicals in Texas public school athletics has now taken direct aim at football. State Rep. Eddie Lucio III filed a bill last week that would limit high school teams to just 1 full contact practice per week. The Brownsville Democrat admits that the plan is a little shy on details, including what qualifies as such workouts. He does plan to discuss the bill with Texas High School Coaches Association. And for the second straight legislative session, Lucio has filed a bill requiring cognitive tests that could be used to determine an athlete's return from a concussion. One athletic trainer says that most big districts already conduct the tests. Lucio says the cost associated with the bill could make it cost prohibitive and difficult to pass. New Orleans Saints plan to hire former Dallas Cowboy assistant coach Rob Ryan as their new defensive coordinator. That's according to league sources. The boisterous Ryan was fired as the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys on January the 8th, soon after Jerry Jones said he would make major changes to the team that finished 8-8 and missed the playoffs again. After his ouster, Dallas Ryan said, "I'll be out of work for about 5 minutes," and it wasn't really all that much longer than that. And finally, Texas A&M men's golf, number 26 in the country, opened the 2013 season by running a second-best showing to the Tennessee Vols at the Seabest Invitational at Sawgrass in Florida. They finished up 4 strokes behind Tennessee. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As if it were not a busy enough day for Royce Hickman, Royce joins us from Austin this morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Now, you know, I know we didn't think about this, and 2 years ago, we really didn't even care. We would walk sideways into National Signing Day for football going, well, let's hope for something. Now, there you are in Austin. You're supposed to be over there taking care of business, talking to the members of the House and the Senate, and yet by the same token, there are a whole bunch of people who are probably going to want to know what Aggie signed today, right?
You know what? You just read my mind.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the teaser.
Yeah. And you're going, dang, I got something else I got to track here, huh?
Well, I just had somebody, we're having a little breakfast here now, getting ready to head out to the Capitol, and somebody said, "I wonder how many we've signed." I said, "I don't know."
Well, none yet. None yet. Can't happen for another 45 minutes. But you are
okay.
In Austin. This is the chamber's visit that you go over there when the House and the Senate are in session.
Yes, sir.
How many teams do you have there?
Well, we have 16 teams of people. We've
Wow.
got about 50 folks with us.
Yeah.
We got up here yesterday and started off, a number of us went to the orange and maroon reception, and people wonder why it's orange and maroon. It's every other session it changes.
Next, oh, okay.
Next time it'll be maroon and orange.
Okay, that's fair.
Reception.
Okay.
And but we had a large delegation over there. Now we're then we had our reception here. Very pleased with the turnout for that. We had a number of folks come over and join us. A lot of time with Senator Swartner, Representative Rainey and Cassell both came and visited with all of our folks there. I think that reception probably went as well as any we've had over here.
Now, generally, is the message that you bring Bryan College Station centric, or is it statewide centric?
I would say it's a little of both this year. Most of the time, our message tends to be a little bit more statewide. It certainly is when we go to Washington because of the issues. But but understanding when we're talking about public education and we're talking about higher education as it relates to our community, obviously that touches many aspects of the state as well. Because, you know, in public education, we're interested in them to get off this high-stake testing and let's create a learning environment and have teachers teach the kids versus teaching to test. And those are some of the things we have in there. We're also wanting them to restore reductions that they've made in the past in public education. Well, those are going to impact the entire state. In higher education, we're focusing on some things there that benefit A&M, and particularly as it relates to work they're doing on the pandemic threats to humans and animals and the environment. So that would be more A&M related. But we also are talking about things that they can do for workforce training with community colleges, which would tend to be statewide as well. Is it benefiting Blinn College and in our community?
Lots of tools in the belt. That really helps. You really have a great story to tell. And again, as you say, a lot of things that happen in Austin can help to be a very positive influence in our area.
Yeah, and you know, I think the thing is, we will visit these teams. We've assigned their offices. We'll visit all 150 representatives and 31 senators, if I have my numbers correct. I know
yep.
It's 181.
Yep, 150. And, yep, there you go. Right.
Yeah, and so we're going to visit all of those offices. So I think what helps us get into some of these offices and at least get an audience with those folks is the fact that we have not totally focused on our community. Obviously, if you do things and your agenda benefits the state, it benefits our community, and I think that helps us. You know, the other areas that I'd probably like to at least briefly mention is we've got economic development areas that have to do with transportation and getting this local hotel occupancy tax amended so we can keep the games of Kyle Field here. We're natural resources and energy. We're particularly interested in preserving local regulatory authority and allowing more use of treated wastewater is another issue we have there. And then obviously one of our big issues is health care. And there's a number of areas there. One is having some designated funding to address critical shortage of healthcare professionals, which is that's an issue statewide. And we're interested in accessing available federal funds to care for uninsured in our community. So anyway, that's a quick overview. I don't know if you need more than that on the issues we've got.
It's interesting, though, as the city gets bigger, you obviously have more things that can have an impact. Well, all right, so those meetings go on today, and then y'all are back home. Travel safely, and hope you come back with a lot of good news for us.
Great, Scott, and I appreciate it. Tell KO to text me something about the signing. Cause
okay.
You're right. You know, I just let me say something for the Aggies in your audience out there. Watching the news last night, they were talking about how Texas lost this big guy on Monday, and they lost this one on Tuesday, and this happened their Sunday. You know, they went right down the line, and then they started bragging about signing 11 players today.
Oh, there. All right. Nice to have
never, I've never quite seen it like that over here.
Nice to see this. The shoe on the other foot, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, area man Ben Downs is over here leading our charge.
Okay.
He's sitting here with me right
good,
now.
Good, good. Yeah.
He wants to know if you want him to bring you a present.
Yeah. No.
We'll always take presents.
Oh, well, we will. Anything that he wants to bring us, of course, we're always happy to have. But
okay.
We'll let him use his good judgment. Thank you, Royce.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell him. Thanks a lot.
All right, see you later. That's,
he stole pens. Maybe he can steal us some pads to write on.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. They're over there in Austin this morning, where it's not raining now. Raining here, the rain is, you know, as it tends to do, it moves. And so, anyhow.
Yes, it does.
So pretty much all of Brazos County, Robertson County, Washington, Waller County, they're all getting rain. And, again, most of it down east of San Antonio, between San Antonio and Victoria, that's where the heaviest rain is. But since it's tracking to the northeast and coming up out of Mexico, we'll probably have off and on showers all day long. Okay. Remember Dick Morris?
Yep.
Remember Dick Morris, who was on Fox News and talking about how Mitt Romney was going to win in a landslide? I think the last time he was on Fox was about November the 12th. Well, they've cut his contract. He's done. He's over. He's out of there.
Morris is gone,
yep.
And so is
Sarah Palin. Yep. They did not renew his contract.
Oops.
Yeah. So he'll be appearing on Piers Morgan tonight.
Oh, good.
See how that's all about. That'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, I always thought he looks like a toad. He kept getting fatter and fatter. I thought he was I thought he was going to have an aneurysm on the air one day, but nonetheless.
He did get the head neck optional package.
He really did. He's a chubby little fella. That's for sure. So anyway, he'll be on Piers Morgan tonight. We'll see how that goes. All right, so we're here to help you with Valentine's Day because it's coming up on the 14th.
I'm surprised you don't call it like Valentine's.
No.
I've heard a lot of people call it Valentine's
Day. Sure, that's why I call it Valentine's, because I can mispronounce it in a different way than other people do. But, I mean, here we go.
You're so obnoxious.
Thank you. That's why I'm here. So we have for you today a list of 9 things that are the worst Valentine's gifts you can give.
Oh, great.
Right. Number 9. I think this ought to be number 1, but it's not. Number 9, bathroom scale. Number 8, cheap jewelry. Number 7, tickets to an event you want to attend.
Yeah, that would be
mixed
bad.
Martial arts.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, hon, look what I got for you. Number 6, a teddy bear.
I like teddy bears.
Well, okay, that's fine. Number 5, a gift card. Again, as the caller said yesterday, you can get a Hallmark gift card. I didn't even care enough to get you a card, so I got you a gift card so you can get your own card. Number 4, you talk about twice removed. Number 4, a self-help book. Not a good idea.
Nope.
Number 3, this makes sense, a steering wheel cover. That's probably not what she's been wanting.
No.
Number 2, clothing. Just clothing, not intimate clothing, just clothing.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yep. And number 1, a vacuum cleaner. Yeah.
Wow, yikes.
Any household type.
You're going to wear your fanny for a hat if you come in with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, not a good thing to do. Now, if you're planning to get someone a Valentine's Day card, a new study finds more than a third of us will express our love with an e-card.
No, thank you.
And what a surprise, huh? Of the 2,474 U.S. American adults surveyed, e-cards more popular with men than women. That's shocking. Oh, damn, it's Valentine's Day. I got to get one of those. 47% of men between the ages of 35 and 44 say a digitized expression of love is all their significant other wants. Really? Did you ask her? did you ask her? Because that may not be the right answer. Hello?
Don't forget about the rose bush.
The rose bush, yes. Okay, there you go. And also, among men 18 to 34, 41% say that they plan to say it with mouse clicks. Oh, I like that. When you care enough to click a mouse. In fairness, though, the survey found that 41% of women who were in the age group of 18 to 34 also claimed that e-cards were their preferred method for choosing a canned expression. Yep. About a third of them because it was environmentally friendly. Okay?
Oh, good gravy, Maynard.
Exactly. We haven't talked about that enough, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home or office. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, M&A makes your home or office look great. Whether you need a fresh coat of paint, resurfacing a bathtub, countertop, or shower, or maintaining your lawn, M&A is here to create the look you want. Text the letters MA to 55678. And receive a free estimate and 20% off your painting or resurfacing job. Text the letters MA to 55678 now. That's MA to 55678 for M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning, 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. or at morefeed.com. 60% chance of rain. Of course, we've already had some today, but it's going to be an on and off affair today and on into the night. High temperature, about 70 degrees today, 57 for our low temperature tonight. Actually, they've updated it. 60% chance today, 40% tonight. So it's kind of moving a little bit different. May have some fog tomorrow morning because all of the humidity and a high of 77. Friday looking at 75 or so, a little bit cooler on Saturday at 66, and now we're looking at a 50-50 chance of showers on Sunday, the way they show, with a high of 75 degrees. So we'll see how all that works out. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies and 66.
You've always been a man who's enjoyed using his abilities to help others, and retirement has given you more time to do that. Contact Homestead Senior Care today, where we're currently looking for caregivers just like you. For more information, click on homeinstead.com/BCS.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Obama's Agriculture Department, which is in charge of meals in the nation's schools, is proposing a new set of regulations. From now on, all fatty chips, nachos, mozzarella sticks, and snack cakes will be banned in schools. The central government will also set sodium, sugar, fat, and calorie limits on almost all the food sold in schools. The inmates, the students, will be allowed to munch on trail mix, baked chips, sports drinks, diet drinks, and low-fat burgers. If that doesn't satisfy them, maybe they'll be permitted to graze on the school lawn, maybe gnaw on tree bark. Now, how long is it going to be before a new form of class warfare erupts, folks? Children who can afford to bring in their own food will be able to eat the good stuff. They can have their cake and eat it, too. They can have nachos, regular chips, mozzarella sticks, and assuming that they're still around, maybe even Twinkies. Meanwhile, kids from low-information homes, with parents who rely on the government to feed their kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they're going to be forced to eat the trail mix. Now, how long do you think that inequality will be allowed to stand? Imagine how much better off the children and the country would be if we could convince liberals to be just as concerned about the junk schools are putting in their heads as they are about what they're putting in their stomachs.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Many business experts call it a secret to getting more business in 2013, and there's a good chance you've never heard of it. It's your company's D&B business credit file, and virtually every company has one. Rest assured, not knowing what's in your Dun & Bradstreet business credit file could cost you business you deserve to win. Companies, clients, vendors, and banks often run a D&B report before deciding to work with you or not. If you don't have a file or it's inaccurate, it could cost you. To help you grow your business, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp has a free offer. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll also learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen.
The College Station City Council has decided to permanently close the city's conference center. Originally built as a school in 1949, then expanded in 1983, the conference center was closed last July when it was declared structurally unsafe. Mayor Nancy Berry says there is a council consensus to look at building additional meeting space at the Ringer Library and the Lincoln Center, where voters approved bond issues in 2008.
Staff has recommended and the council would look favorably upon, although we didn't make any exact decision, was that both of those expansions include meeting space. So that's probably where we're going to put it when we get around to building those additions for those two buildings. The voters have already approved the dollars.
The council decided to keep the center closed after learning the cost of structural repairs and making the center comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act is at least $1.6 million. The College Station School District gets the first opportunity to buy the building. Over the next year, the land between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Community Park will be turned into a new psychiatric hospital. Among the new relationships to come with the new hospital is an association with A&M. Dr. Joseph Sokol, the regional chairman of the psychiatry department, says that's a rare and welcomed relationship.
We'd like to actually hire faculty to work at his hospital. We've also talked with him about partnering to create a psychiatry residency. There's a huge crisis of graduate medical education in Texas. And the only way really to get doctors for the future in Texas is to train them here.
The 72-bed campus is a $12 million investment where 250 people will be employed. The College Station School District's crisis counseling team has been activated following the death of a student. A statement from CSISD says yesterday afternoon at College Station High School, a student collapsed during fifth period gym class. CPR was administered immediately and an automated external defibrillator was used in an attempt to revive the student. An ambulance transported the student to College Station Medical Center where they passed away. The student's name has not been released. A trip to Austin earlier this week did not go as planned for A&M President Bowen Lofton. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read Dr. Lofton's Twitter and Facebook posts about having a kidney stone removed and sending his regrets about not attending last night's Silver Tap ceremony. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the president experienced severe abdominal pain Monday in Austin and went to the hospital. A large kidney stone was removed Monday night, and Lofton returned to College Station yesterday afternoon. The latest study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M concludes we'll waste more on gasoline, tires, and wear and tear stuck in traffic every year than we do on Christmas presents. $818 to be precise. Researcher Bill Isley says we waste 2.9 billion gallons of fuel in traffic.
Enough to fill the New Orleans Superdome four times.
The annual study found Houston the sixth most congested city in the country, with motorists wasting 52 hours a year in traffic. Three layers of bureaucracy have been removed in a new agreement on responding to wildfires. The deal, announced yesterday between the A&M Forest Service and Fort Hood, will also allow collaboration on training, prescribed burns, and wildfire suppression. In the past, requests made by the Forest Service first went to the Texas Division of Emergency Management, which then would seek assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA then had to make a request to the Defense Department. And a Houston man has been arrested for a murder that happened in College Station in October of 2006. 44-year-old Eric Hicks is accused of shooting Demetrius Browder, also known as D.D. Browder's remains were found 3 months later in a drainage ditch trash pile with a block tied around his body. Investigators were told by the victim's brother that the victim took property belonging to Hicks because the suspect couldn't pay for crack cocaine sold by Browder. Hicks, accused of shooting Browder in the head, is held in the Brazos County Jail on bond of $2 million. And a Bryan man accused of breaking into a Westside home yesterday morning was caught by police. Officer Kelly McKeithen credits neighbors living around the victim's home in the 3100 block of Heatherwood.
And I just want to give a big shout out and commend the witnesses for observing the suspicious activity and calling it in, because without them, we may not have caught this burglar. We can't be everywhere, you know, at every time, so we need everyone's eyes and ears to help us do our job.
Officers returned the stolen property to the victim, and 18-year-old Quintarius Jackson was taken to jail following his arrest for burglary, criminal trespass, and evading arrest during a foot chase. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06 or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Wet day shaping up for the region. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some of them may be strong later on, high 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms across the region will taper off tonight, lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear skies, 55 to 60 tomorrow night. Nice day during the day on Friday. We'll have abundant sun and highs will be up near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, you really have to fit. Hello. Go ahead.
Sorry.
That's all right. Your turn.
Okay.
You need to finish that before now.
Sorry.
A&M is going to be most likely a top 10 team, and Texas is going to be back there in the 20s.
That's breaking a lot of hearts here in Aggie. We're talking recruiting coming up here in just a little bit. Also, fighting Texas Aggie basketball on tap for us tomorrow, and a whole lot more with sports here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, Smithsonian is on hold. They want that. That's one of the great moments in radio. So if you'll save that for
very
us.
Very classy.
Things we can always be proud of. Okay,
send that good. To the Radio Hall of Fame that's with Rush it. Limbaugh's goodies.
There you go. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Happy Scott. It's great to be on with you.
Hey, listen.
I wonder, is it appropriate for me to talk now?
Yes, it is. It's okay for you.
Let's go ahead and do National Signing Day.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we were just talking to Royce about 20 minutes ago in Austin. We figure they're certainly going to be talking to the legislators and staff, but they're going to be looking down at their phones by the same token just to try to track things. And as I said, 2 years ago, we kind of walk in sideways on signing day, hoping that we get something. Now we're doing nothing but waiting for more good news and more good news. So it's kind of fun.
Well, I hope so. By the way, speaking of Royce, as you're probably aware, the chamber's going to be coming up to D.C. in May, early May. And what we do is we've gotten one room put together in the Capitol for all the attendees to join us in. And then we have the members of Congress come to them. And one of the members that I got to accept to come speak to at the chamber yesterday is Paul Ryan.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that our chamber gang from BCS will have a great time listening to him.
Outstanding to do that. And I know Burl, who's over at the chamber now, it's kind of like old home week for him to go back up there because he knows a lot of the individuals. So yeah, that sounds like it'll be a dynamic visit for them coming up.
It will be. And you heard it here first.
There you go.
WTAW.
Got it. I appreciate you breaking that for us.
You bet.
Paul Ryan will be speaking to our delegation up there. Okay, let's talk for a minute because the president, again, did not send Congress a budget on time. This is the fourth time in about 5 years. And I know that immediately begins some finger pointing. But really, I'd kind of like for you to comment on the fact that no matter who's in charge, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, it just seems like these bodies can't get a budget put out very often.
Well, we need to be careful about how we say that because the last 2 years the House has. But you're exactly right, Scott. Neither the Senate, let's put it this way. The Senate hadn't produced a budget in 4 years.
Right.
The president has at least produced a budget each of the last 5 years, but for those 5 years it's been late. This year I think that he's going to be more coy. I believe that he's going to wait for the House to put its budget out first, and then he can respond to it with a budget that's different and say, oh, look how the House budget just devastates America, when really what we're trying to do is avoid the devastation that comes from his spending habits.
Is the House trying to send a message to the Senate saying, you know, for the last couple of years we've been having to make some tough votes, And we're not seeing the Senate have to, whether it happens to be this case, whether it's a budget or something else. Has a message been sent to the upper chamber that you guys and gals are really not having to be held accountable by votes?
Well, I think we did that, yes. Now, what we did was not intended primarily to send a message to the Senate. It was to get them to do their job. Under the Budget Act of 1974, the law is very clear. Each body of Congress and the president will produce a budget. And so all we're asking them to do is do their job. Now, it has sent a message, and the American people responded, you know, in our polling, about 90% in favor of no budget, no pay, which became law last week.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about sequestration. The clock is ticking yet again. The House had passed a sequestration replacement measure, but that expired when the new Congress came in. Is the feeling that the House doesn't really have any plans to put forth a vote this month on a bill to replace those automatic spending cuts?
No, we've already done it, and so the thinking is we've got other issues to deal with. We've got a budget that we need to put together, and we've started working on that this week with Paul Ryan and the Budget Committee. We've got to start working on a continuing resolution because the government's not funded beyond March 27th. Those are the things we need to be working on. It's like, why bother to do a sequestration replacement bill or adjustment bill if the Senate isn't going to do anything anyway? So if the president wants to do something on sequestration, he needs to put his proposal out there, or if the Senate wants to do it, they need to pass it and then come talk to us, and we'll be happy to sit down with them.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. Don't know to what extent you'd like to talk with about it, but I want to give you an opportunity to at least comment on the white paper that NBC found that has to do with the killing of American citizens that might be associated with al-Qaeda and the whole drone question and the president's ability to be able to dispatch drones to kill Americans overseas.
Well, you know, just an editorial comment here for a minute. It's remarkable how quiet that NBC, ABC, and CBS have been on this issue. If this had come out of a Bush administration, the chatter among the talking heads would have been pretty intense by now. It's really remarkable how the president can say that enhanced interrogation is patently wrong, but it's okay for a few nameless bureaucrats to decide that they want to go kill somebody with a drone, including U.S. citizens. I find that highly disturbing. And, you know, I just don't know what makes this group think up here in the White House.
It doesn't sound like America to me.
It doesn't. I mean, I do believe we've got a Bill of Rights that would prevent something like this. And so I'm pretty disturbed about it. I'm sure that we'll be having hearings and trying to get the bottom to figure out who wrote it and what their constitutional construct is for coming up with this, which, you know, I don't think there is a way you can get comfortable with this under our Constitution.
Now, some of the other things, a week ago we were talking about immigration because that was the bullseye question last week. Where are we with immigration? Has there been some kind of a movement on that since you and I spoke last week?
Yes, sir. I'm part of a group of members of the House that's working on immigration solutions. And based on our discussions so far, we have come to a preliminary conclusion that it's not a good idea to come up with a comprehensive immigration bill, because if you do that, you're going to get so many people mad about little parts of it that you don't get anything. And so we believe it's better to break this up into bite-sized pieces. And when I talk about bite-sized pieces, let's talk about border security, what we need to do to address that. We've got a naturalization system that's very cumbersome and slow. We need to deal with that to make that more efficient, make it more streamlined. We need to look at the Dreamers that are here, the children of illegal immigrants that were brought here. We need to look at illegals. We need to look at our visa system. We need to look at our visas for higher education as well. So, you know, I think if we break it down into five or six bite-sized pieces, you're going to have people that don't like each piece, but hopefully you'll have a bipartisan majority in the House that would agree to each of them, and ultimately what you wind up with is a fixed immigration system. We need that for our economy, and we need it to deal with the crime and security issues that we have.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. One of the things that's kind of interesting is the fact that apparently Christian conservatives have decided to get into this immigration reform question. They'd stood on the sidelines back when this was talked about. Have you felt any contact from Christian conservative groups and their stand as far as immigration is concerned?
Not from the what you'd call a Christian conservative group. I've had some from what I'd call liberal conservative groups that say that we ought to...
No, wait, just, you said liberal conservative groups.
Oh, excuse me, liberal Christian groups.
Okay,
My bad.
That's all right.
Who think that we ought to just go straight to amnesty for all illegals, and I've got some heartburn with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I haven't heard anything from conservative Christian groups at this point.
Well, I guess that may be a chat for another day, that's for sure. All right, anything else that we need to necessarily talk about before we chat again next week?
I guess as we're visiting each week, we ought to talk about the budget because we're right in the middle of that process. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked in the past, we're going to put together a budget this year that shows a path to balance in 10 years. I'm pretty excited about it.
Hope you can get that through. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays, almost every Wednesday. You can hear the interview in its entirety on our website at WTAW.com. It'll be archived there. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Scott, great to visit with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Thanks.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you and your spouse considering a divorce? Well, before you do, you may want to give serious thought to the impact it can have on your children. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's a popular myth that often springs up around the time a couple chooses to divorce. It's the idea that the parents' breakup won't be all that harmful because kids, well, they're resilient. That sentiment may help bickering couples pacify their guilt, but it's not what research on the long-term effects of divorce reveals. According to the evidence, a significant percentage of kids from broken homes struggle with depression, academic problems, and drug and alcohol abuse. Some even drift into aggressive or destructive behavior. Many more have difficulty establishing and maintaining intimate relationships, a problem that can plague them for the rest of their lives. The best way to avoid these problems, of course, is for parents to reconcile with one another. That may not be easy, but it's not as impossible as couples often make it out to be. Studies show that 2/3 of those who seek counseling and resolve their differences are happier within 5 years than those who divorce. And the kids, well, they're happier for a lifetime. So if you're open to reconciliation, but you're not sure where to begin, speak with one of our counselors at 1-800-A and the word family, or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:50. Today is National Signing Day, which means that high school stars of today are pledging to a college or university they plan to play football for the next 4 or 5 years. With two Aggies projected to go in the top rounds of the NFL draft, the Aggies have some big holes to fill, both due to the draft and seniors graduating. The Aggies have 25 scholarships they can fill, and their recruiting class is ranked 7th in the country. That's according to Rivals.com. The number one class is held by Alabama, followed by Ohio State and Florida, who are tied. The Golden Domers are 4th, LSU slides in at 5th, Michigan is 6th, then A&M, USC, UCLA, and Georgia round out the top 10. I got a chance to speak with Bryce Jones, the recruiting specialist at Texags, to find out who A&M's biggest three prospects would be this year.
Ricky Fields-Jones from Steely, the number one player in the state of Texas, former Texas commit, now committed to A&M. He's one of the biggest commits, one of the biggest players that A&M's landed in a long time. And then another one, Jaquay Williams, another wide receiver who was at Fort Union Military Academy there in Virginia. He's an early enrollee. He's already on campus, and he's a big-time guy on the outside. Was rated the top wide receiver coming out of Georgia last year. And then my third one is probably going to be Isaiah Golden from Carthage. He's a big 6'2½", 305-pound monster in the middle on the defensive line. That he's got feet like a running back, really quick off the line, and is just a dominant player in the middle of that defense.
I also spoke with Jason Howell with the national recruiting site Rivals.com and asked if he had heard through the grapevine of any surprises coming A&M's way.
One guy that could really surprise some people would be cornerback Mackenzie Alexander. He's out of Florida, and he's been looking at A&M. He hasn't committed anywhere, but it's looking like he's going to go other team. But he is looking at A&M. A&M's kind of in the mix there. So that would be a big surprise, and I'm sure a very welcome one for A&M.
Aggie football and Coach Sumlin will hold a National Signing Day press conference today at 3 o'clock, and it will be carried live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Shocker last night in the NCAA, the Arkansas Razorbacks shocked the number two team in the country, Florida, 80-69. And since we're talking NCAA hoops, A&M hoops tomorrow at 8 against number 20, Missouri. And all the action for that game is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Houston Rockets tied an NBA record and set a franchise mark with 23 three-pointers in the 140-109 win over Golden State last night. Jeremy Lin sank a career-high 5 three-pointers. Chandler Parsons and James Harden hit 4 apiece, and the Rockets reached a season-high in point total. And they also tied an NBA record with 14 three-pointers in the first half and dished out a season-high 35 assists. A state lawmaker who wants to make concussion screening as routine as physicals in Texas public school athletics has now taken direct aim at football. State Rep Eddie Lucio III filed a bill last week that would limit high school teams to one full contact practice a week. The Brownsville Democrat admits the plan is a little shy on details, including what qualifies as such workouts, but he plans to discuss the bill with Texas High School Coaches Association. For the second straight legislative session, Lucio has filed a bill requiring cognitive tests that could be used to determine an athlete's return from a concussion. One athletic trainer said most big districts already conduct the test. Lucio says costs associated with the bill could make passage difficult. The federal government is investigating Lance Armstrong for obstruction, witness tampering, and intimidation, ABC News reported yesterday. A year ago, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern California dropped a 2-year investigation of Armstrong for a former 7-time Tour de France winner's subsequent confession. Then on Oprah Winfrey last month, of using performance-enhancing drugs. He faces a Wednesday deadline to cooperate with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency in hopes of having his lifetime ban from competition reduced. American Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn took a bad spill during the first day of the Super G competition in Austria yesterday at the Alpine Ski World Championships. According to U.S. Ski Medical Director Kyle Wilkins, Vonn suffered a torn ACL and MCL in her right knee and lateral tibial plateau fracture. She will be out for the remainder of the season, but is expected to return for the 2014 Olympic Winter Games in Sochi. And finally, the number 26 Aggie men's golf team opened the 2013 spring season with a strong showing at the C-Best Invitational at the TPC at Sawgrass. They finished in second in a tournament behind Tennessee, with trailing by just 4 strokes. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The signees are on our website? Is that correct?
Yes, they are. Okay. Absolutely updated.
There we go, and it will continue that through the day.
I'm in the process of trying to clean it up a little bit, but we got them all up.
This is a little, and we're not going to talk a lot of sports, folks. We've got a whole station for that and all that kind of thing. But cat, so you'll understand
nose
this.
Nose 11 snifty.
That's right. So that you'll know there's, you know, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, and 5A recruits. And obviously the 5A recruits are the best to have, you know, if you can do that.
Okay.
And, for instance, I don't know if A&M's got a 5A, but they've got, I think, 14 4A recruits that they're signing.
Well, that's
today.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's how it stacks up when you're looking at the recruiting nationwide.
Yeah.
You get teams like Alabama and stuff like that that'll have two or three 5-stars,
yeah. Yeah.
And then like 10
yeah.
4-stars.
Not one 5-star player will go to the Big 12 conference this year. The entire conference will not have a 5-star player. The entire conference combined will have only 30 4-star prospects. And when you consider A&M will have almost half that number all by themselves. In fact, you could combine A&M and Georgia and you would end up having more 4-star prospects than the entire Big 12 conference.
Well,
doesn't go well. Here are the numbers. SEC, 10 5-star. The Pac-12 will have 7 5-star. The Big Ten will have 3 5-star, as will the ACC, and the Big 12, 0 5-stars.
The day's not over.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what a difference.
The highest ranked team in the entire Big 12 conference is Oklahoma at number 13. Not so good.
Last I saw, Texas was 20, and they lost three commits this week.
Yeah,
it's
not looking good for those folks.
In other news, Monopoly has gotten rid of the Iron Token and added a cat one to the game.
A cat?
Yes, isn't that exciting?
That's very dangerous.
That's what Hasbro decided to do.
That is very dangerous for them to do that. I mean, because you have to think about it. There are people who, I mean, what if, I don't know how many tokens they have, how many game pieces they have. I guess no more than four people can play Monopoly. Is that fair?
No, you can play with more than four.
Can you play
people.
With more than four? Okay.
Yeah, there's about six little things.
Wouldn't you hate that the cat's the only one left and you know you don't want that one?
The cat will never be left at my house.
Well, I understand that's at your house, but
I'm
going to
buy a new
America.
Set just as soon as they. What I don't know if publish is the right word. As soon as they launch the new cat
what did
having
they,
ones.
What did they get rid of, did you say?
They got rid of the iron because who wants to be an iron?
Yeah,
that just looks like manual labor.
Mommy, what is that thing?
Or should I say fee manual labor?
Yeah, very nice, yes. Yeah, Mommy, what is that thing? I don't know what that is.
No, I would know what it is. They have it on the Three Stooges all the time.
Yeah, but a lot.
Right?
Yeah,
and in Home Alone, one fell out of the roof and hit the bad guy in the face.
Are you like a connoisseur of the Three Stooges? That's the second or third reference you've made.
But again, for
the Three Stooges are a gross portion of my brain.
I was going to say, for a female, that's pretty unusual.
I was raised on the Three Stooges.
There you go. Little elevator music for you this morning.
Oh, it's going to elevate our moods.
Well, very nice. No, it's to tell you that Muzak, in fact, is dead.
What?
Yep. Not just the mellow instrumentals, but the name of the company itself. The New York Times says Mood Media, which bought the Muzak company for $345 million, is retiring the Muzak brand.
Wow, I guess I'll have to think about something else when I'm at the dentist chair.
You're right. The background music service goes on, and Mood says that it makes up to 90% of the company's sales. So why are they getting rid of the name? Mood's main man, Lorne Abney, says that Muzak has negative connotations as cheesy elevator music.
Oh, you think?
Listen.
Hey, I like it better than most of the stuff I'm put on hold with.
Yeah.
Usually it's like...
Well, but not on hold. No, this is as you're shopping or, as they call it, elevator music.
Because whoever was in an elevator that actually played music...
Well, yeah, no, it
not
I think
me.
It does happen.
Maybe at fancy, dancy places where they have lots of money.
There is some of that. But again, a long time ago when I started by the way, if you ever want to go to YouTube, they have 10 hours of elevator music.
Wow.
You can just go in, and if you need that in the background.
That is what I need, Scott. That is what I need.
Is it? Well, okay, then we'll load it up here for you. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This will help you get through the day.
You know it.
Doing the news.
Yeah, really.
I feel like I should be telling the weather.
Yeah.
And today we have a high of 67.
Well, that's it, right. See, and that, you know, they talk about that, too. What kind of music do they put behind the Weather Channel forecast?
Or
you know,
we could pretend we're DJs from a classical station.
I don't think so.
Good afternoon. On the Weather Channel, they actually use they actually use real jazz.
Yeah, they do. That's true. So it's going away. And what it was is it was... And again, because we used to be the Muzak outlet for Bryan College Station. Oh, we did. Yeah, in fact, I mean, part of the job was that she had to take these giant tape reels and go change them out.
Oh, wow. Oh, I remember doing that at a station in Nebraska.
And it'd go real slowly, you know, clockwise, and then it would have a little tone and go clink, and it would stop, and it would go back counterclockwise. And I think they were 12 hours or something worth of music.
Wow.
And we'd have to go and change the Muzak tapes. And they would ship these things in big boxes, the kind of boxes that they used to ship movie films in. You know, the big things, and they'd send us, like, I don't know, a month's worth of music or something like that. And we would have to change those out because we were distributing Muzak throughout Bryan College Station. Hello?
What's really sad is when you go to someplace in an elevator and you hear, "I can't get no satisfaction."
Well, see, that's
now,
it.
Now, that's Muzak.
Yeah, I know. That you're right. That's the thing. It's, you know, they've got...
But are you talking about, like, it's done with, you know, saxophones
sure.
and xylophones?
Absolutely.
And it just kind of slightly off.
More like,
on the right.
Yeah, smells like Teen Spirit with you know, horns and strings.
I heard a Metallica song like that once in an elevator and just sat there shaking my head.
Yeah,
I think I'd probably enjoy it.
Well, so anyway, so they're going away. But the idea was, you see, they were telling us that, well, this kind of music needs to be played at this time because this elevates the shopper, and as a result, they want to spend more money.
Hey, yeah, I would rather hear that than the trash they play in the places.
Listen, she edited herself.
Yes,
she
did.
Now, and the other thing, of course, that's very interesting is, you know, if you go into a business and they are playing a radio station, they are probably violating a law.
Really?
Yes.
I've noticed, because they're usually not playing us.
Unless they have an ASCAP BMI sticker.
Right.
They are breaking the law.
Yeah.
Wow.
And because, after all, the composers get paid based on the performance. And if you're playing that out there and the general public's hearing it, you ain't paying.
Really?
That is illegal.
Did you hear about there was a little choir that was singing a Lenny Kravitz song in New Orleans, and Lenny Kravitz was walking along and he saw them and he just jumped in with them. It was just like he bombed their thing.
Oh, he didn't ask for a check though, did
he? No. He just was like excited and
there you go.
I thought that was pretty cool.
So now Sunday Super Bowl party was a great time for people in US America. And if you'll recall, as soon as the ball game was over, the Baltimore Ravens all put on hats that said World Champions or whatever, Super Bowl 47.
Like they always do.
Right. But you must consider that there was an option available, because there was no guarantee that in fact they were going to win, right?
Correct.
So that meant that they had to have the San Francisco 49ers World Champion Super Bowl 47 caps and t-shirts available too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the world's underdeveloped countries now will be reaping the benefits of 100,000 pieces of clothing that the NFL was not able to sell.
Wow.
We're talking the pre-printed 2013 49ers Super Bowl champion t-shirts. The NFL donates them to an organization called World Vision, which then distributes them to people all around the world who have no idea who Jim Harbaugh is or John Harbaugh either. They create sweatshirts that go to people in Mongolia with a little extra warmth is appreciated there. And it's not just the items created specifically for teams to wear after the game. The NFL rules don't allow for any licensed manufacturer to sell apparel that depicts the wrong Super Bowl champion. So when a team with a huge following doesn't come through with a victory, World Vision says the donations can number in the hundreds of thousands. Amazingly, the NFL spent the first 30 Super Bowls destroying all the inaccurate apparel rather than sending it someplace. But I mean, what would be fun?
Changing history.
Well, what would be fun is to get 365,000 of those 49ers Super Bowl shirts and, like, mail one a day to Jim Harbaugh.
Sick.
See how he likes that?
Sicko.
But also, if you think about this, in Namibia, they believed that the Buffalo Bills were a dynasty.
This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Postal Service has reportedly decided to discontinue six-day mail delivery to cut costs. The Associated Press says Saturday deliveries will end in August. Packages will still be delivered on Saturdays. Fans of the board game Monopoly have voted. They decided which token will come out and which one will be added. Hasbro just announced the Iron is the token that will be pulled. The cat has been elected as its replacement. CVS says the severity of flu cases has moderated over the last couple of weeks. The drugstore chain says the active flu season boosted demand for flu shots and over-the-counter medications. Colgate is planning to introduce the first new line of Hill's brand pet food since 1968. Hill's Ideal Balance will be in stores next month. Sales of Hill's main Science Diet brand have been declining because more consumers want organic or natural foods for cats and dogs. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hey, the mayor was supposed to be with us today, but she's in Austin with the with the Chamber of Commerce delegation, visiting with the State House of Representatives and State Senators, so she'll return in a couple of weeks. When we do have that interview, it's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Program's continuing at the Brazos Valley Symphony. We've got one coming up on February the 10th, and Mary's here this morning. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us this morning.
You bet. We'll talk to the maestro about the program, then I know you have something else, an event coming up that you're really excited about, a first-time event for the symphony organization.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. March 21st, 22nd, 23rd in the Brazos Center, we are having the premier market.
Okay.
We have merchants from around the state with upscale merchandise, and they will be there. There'll be a preview party the 21st, and then we'll open to everyone on the 22nd and 23rd. You can call the office for more information, and it's going to be a wonderful fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Symphony. So come shop, 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 and help Brazos Valley Symphony at the same time.
And Maestro, let's talk. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. And you?
Good. Let's talk about the program, which is coming up. A look at kind of Italian heritage on February the 10th.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting a program that somewhat centered in the rich Italian music tradition. The first part we have two composers, Puccini and Respighi. In the second part, we will have all Piazzolla's music. And we are bringing in two Italian musicians, a duo that's called it's a duo for guitar and bandoneon, Bandini Chiacchieretta. I worked with these guys before, Scott, the energy that these guys bring on stage, it is just it's amazing. The vibrance that is on stage when we were working, it's one of the experiences that we, even as a conductor, rarely experienced. So we are doing the three tangos by Piazzolla. Mm-hmm. Piazzolla is one of those composers that he is equally spectacular in both popular music and in classical music. So then we're doing a suite for four pieces that is called The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, which we actually did last year, a different version with a violinist, Lara San John. So this time we're doing with guitar and bandoneon.
Is this the first time that you've used the guitar as the featured instrument?
No, actually not. I've done several concertos for guitar and orchestra, which is very, very unusual. I mean, it's, you don't program very often. These days, a little more, but 10, 15 years ago, it was very unusual to program guitar with orchestra. No,
from a background standpoint, then, what's caused the change that the guitar is now being featured more often?
I think it became to be a little a more popular instrument that moved away from just the pop music into the more classical world. This community is particularly in tune with guitars. We have several guitar professors. A&M has actually very, very good faculty member that teaches guitar there. So I think this community is even more in tune to that instrument as a classical instrument.
So that show coming up on February the 10th at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater. And again, Mary, if they want some more information on the Premier Market coming up in March, what's the contact info?
Absolutely. Just go to our website, www.bvso.org. Not only can you get your information about the upcoming concert, but for the Premier Market as well.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last but left!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team's got a home game against Missouri Thursday night. More on that game tomorrow on this show. Today, Coach Kennedy talks about Ray Turner and the things that Ray needs to do out on the floor.
He's got to stay out of foul trouble, number one, and be more assertive around the basket, taking care of the ball. He's got too many turnovers, and be a little more aggressive offensively around the basket, and we just need him to rebound. We need him to be a presence. He's very capable, and we need him to step up. He's a better offensive rebounder than defensive rebounder. We need him to get some defensive rebounds, get some stops without fouling. You know, and for us to compete at the level we're competing against, it's going to be hard for us if he doesn't start playing better.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. Texas A&M and Missouri on the court at Reed Thursday night. 8 o'clock tip time, 7:30 broadcast, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets to get your tickets for that one. I'm Dave South. That's the Aggie Basketball Report.
Hey, leave it to Suddenlink to come up with even more. Take your TV even further with TiVo Stream, only from Suddenlink. Stream shows to your iPad or iPhone while on your home network. There's wireless transfer of recorded content to your iPad, iPod, or your iPhone, so you can take your shows with you. Your favorite shows no longer stuck right there on your TV because you do have TiVo Stream. And TiVo Stream from Suddenlink will change really how and, more importantly, maybe where you watch your favorite shows. And if you're a satellite customer, here's a word. You really do need to switch to Suddenlink now before you experience those rate increases. It could be $180 a year. Get $150 back when you ditch the dish and you upgrade to Suddenlink. And I know that you've seen all the publicity about Flight with Denzel Washington. Well, video on demand, it's available now, started yesterday on Suddenlink. You can get that. Skyfall, the James Bond show, coming up in a week. And then Argo, 28 days before you can find it on Netflix or Redbox. On the 19th of February, you'll be able to see Argo video on demand. So, see, Suddenlink does change the way that you watch television. And, of course, every day. Gosh, any time that I capture something on my DVR, I know that I can watch an hour show in about 42 minutes. I mean, it's a really neat thing. Or if I happen to be watching live TV and the phone rings, I have to leave the set, I just pause it, and it's there. So for more information about ditching the dish and finding the TiVo Stream that you can get from Suddenlink, give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 to get your connection today.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
WTOW News Time is 8:32. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen.
The College Station City Council has decided to permanently close the city's conference center. Originally built as a school in 1949, then expanded in 1983, the conference center was closed last July when it was declared structurally unsafe. Mayor Nancy Berry says there is a council consensus to look at building additional meeting space at the Ringer Library and the Lincoln Center, where voters approved bond issues in 2008.
Staff has recommended and the council would look favorably upon, although we didn't make any exact decision, was that both of those expansions include meeting space. So that's probably where we're going to put it when we get around to building those additions for those two buildings. The voters have already approved the dollars.
The council decided to keep the center closed after learning the cost of structural repairs and making the center comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act would be at least $1.6 million. The College Station School District gets the first opportunity to buy the building. Over the next year, the land between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Community Park will be turned into a new psychiatric hospital. The president of Strategic Behavioral Health of Memphis, Jim Shaheen, presided at yesterday's Tuesday groundbreaking.
One of the most important things that we do in treatment is family therapy. But when you have to go to Houston or Austin, it's very difficult for families to be involved. We know by our studies that we have a 68% better chance of success when families are involved in treatment. So being able to bring these folks home not only is going to be convenient, but we know we're going to have a larger success rate with their recovery.
Shaheen says the 72-bed campus is a $12 million investment where 250 people will be employed. The College Station School District's crisis counseling team has been activated following the death of a student. A statement from CSISD says yesterday afternoon at College Station High School, a student collapsed during fifth period gym class. CPR was administered immediately and an automated external defibrillator was used in an attempt to revive the student. An ambulance transported the student to College Station Medical Center where they passed away. The student's name has not been released. A trip to Austin earlier this week did not go as planned for A&M President Bowen Lofton. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read Dr. Lofton's Twitter and Facebook posts about having a kidney stone removed and sending his regrets about not attending last night's Silver Tap ceremony. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the president experienced severe abdominal pain Monday in Austin and went to the hospital. A large kidney stone was removed Monday night, and Lofton returned to College Station yesterday afternoon. The latest study from the Texas Transportation Institute at A&M concludes we'll waste more on gasoline, tires, and wear and tear stuck in traffic every year than we do on Christmas presents, $818 to be precise. Researcher Bill Isley says we waste 2.9 billion gallons of fuel sitting in traffic.
It's enough to fill the New Orleans Superdome four times.
The annual study found Houston the sixth most congested city in the country, with motorists wasting 52 hours a year in traffic. Three layers of bureaucracy have been removed in a new agreement on responding to wildfires. The deal announced yesterday between the A&M Forest Service and Fort Hood will also allow collaboration on training, prescribed burns, and wildfire suppression. In the past, requests made by the Forest Service first went to the Texas Division of Emergency Management, which then would seek assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA then had to make a request to the Defense Department. A Houston man has been arrested for a murder that happened in College Station in October of 2006. 44-year-old Eric Hicks is accused of shooting Demetrius Browder, also known as Dee Dee. Browder's remains were found 3 months later in a drainage ditch trash pile with a block tied around his body. Investigators were told by the victim's brother that the victim took property belonging to Hicks because the suspect couldn't pay for crack cocaine sold by Browder. Hicks, accused of shooting Browder in the head, is held in the Brazos County Jail on bond of $2 million. And a Bryan man accused of breaking into a Westside home yesterday morning was caught by police. Officer Kelly McKeithen credits neighbors living around the victim's home in the 3100 block of Heatherwood.
And I just want to give a big shout out and commend the witnesses for observing the suspicious activity and calling it in, because without them, we may not have caught this burglar. We can't be everywhere, you know, at every time. So we need everyone's eyes and ears to help us do our job.
Officers returned the stolen property to the victim, and 18-year-old Quintarius Jackson was taken to jail following his arrest for burglary, criminal trespass, and evading arrest during a foot chase. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Showers have already moved into the area. We'll be dealing with them off and on during the day, and as the day goes on, there'll be an increasing chance for some thunderstorms. Some may be strong. Highs today, 65 to 70. Showers and storms tonight near 60, turning partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Sunshine for Friday, highs on Friday around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Kind of giving you an idea of, as far as the rain is concerned. Heaviest rain, actually, we have due north of Bryan, but it's really up east of Waco, so it's a long way away from here. We are having some light shower, light to moderate shower activity moving through here, but the heavier stuff is still down to the southwest, and again, it's tracking. If you're headed toward Houston, you'll be in rain all the way. If you're headed to Austin, you'll be in rain all the way. Or in San Antonio, you'll be in rain all the way. So just be aware of that if you're going to be traveling. And actually, again, this stuff is coming up from Mexico. Really some heavy rain down to the northwest of Corpus Christi. But again, as that tracks northwest, that's not going to reach our area. So we'll see.
The WTAW website, we've added about a half dozen signees this morning already.
There you go. It's there. And it's raining outside, so it's good. Okay, forget all that nonsense about no halftime show at next year's Super Bowl. New York Daily News says NFL officials totally prepared to deal with any kind of weather they might have at the Meadowlands Stadium.
Oh, my foot. It's going to be like 8 degrees.
Yeah, you know, you just never know. There'll be a pregame and halftime show, even if it snows on February 2nd. Well, hell, it snowed in Dallas when they had the Super Bowl. So,
yeah,
it you
did.
Know, of course... don't know who the talent will be for a while, but...
An Eskimo.
Yeah, see how that works out. Can't imagine that that'll be...
Just thank goodness it's not us.
Not us what?
Having to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think they'd care, would they?
No, I'm saying we would care.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold.
No matter how icky you thought that GoDaddy commercial was, the Super Bowl ad, with the the kiss between Bar Raffelli or whatever her name is and this
Raffelli.
Guy. Yeah, Raffelli. Jesse Heman is the guy, is the nerdy-looking guy, by the way, who is an actor. 45 takes on that. I'm just going to tell you, you can say what you want to about the commercial, but it gave the biggest sales day in the history of the company.
Oh, I don't doubt
it, because it stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Lowest score on the USA Today Super Bowl ad meter. In other words, it did. It made people uncomfortable. They squirmed a little bit about that. But hosting sales went up 45%. .com domain sales went up 40%. New mobile customers increased 35%. The company added 10,000 customers in total. They're pretty happy.
That's a pretty good day.
I think so. Okay. Sylvester Stallone is done tweeting.
No more?
Not going to Twitter anymore. Nope. He won't be sending out your 140-character brilliances. He tells the British magazine Nuts. I don't know.
It's a kind of soft porn kind of.
Oh, is it?
Like,
okay.
I don't know, magazine.
All page six girls?
It's not a good magazine.
Yeah, I understand. He used to tweet but it's an act of futility. You're not really making any impact. It might be a great promotional tool, but just to make small talk, it's crazy. If you find yourself in a mood where you want to be a bit controversial and you start posting something, you suddenly realize, oh my God, because you've opened yourself up to a bunch of criticism from strangers. Or you could just not tweet, Sly, which I guess is what he's chosen not to do. And again, if you're going to express your opinion, why are you doing that to a bunch of strangers? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
excellent point.
People for the ethical treatment of animals.
People eating tasty animals.
Right, that's PETA, has issued a very predictable objection to Beyoncé's halftime show.
Because she's wearing leather.
She is wearing python.
Ooh.
And paneled iguana.
Yeah, but was the python from the Florida Everglades where it should not be living?
But it's an animal too, Kat.
Well, then ship it back to Burmese or wherever. Burma.
Burma.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Burmese python.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. But, yeah, just saying that... need to understand.
I mean, they can pay, they can ship it, and they can pay the costs, and they can capture these precious animals that are killing all of the Everglades wildlife.
They're so concerned about them.
I wonder if they taste good.
I like bald eagle.
I imagine they taste similar to rattlesnake, which is just fine.
Rattlesnake's not bad.
No, it tastes like catfish.
Tastes like
at
bald.
Least I thought it tasted like
tastes
catfish.
Tastes like bald eagle. Okay, thank you. Married couple in Arkansas each played the lottery over the weekend and won.
What?
He won $1 million on a scratch card lottery. She won 50 grand from her scratch-off ticket. Together, Steve and Terry Weaver's tickets cost him $30. They aren't planning any rash use of their newfound wealth. They say they'll invest it, they'll keep working, and they'll keep playing their lottery.
Yeah, it's kind of freakish chances right there.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't happen very often. Bill
Oliver's Super Bowl prediction he just texted.
Oh, did he?
Bruce Springsteen, which makes sense.
Oh.
If they're playing in the Meadowlands.
Oh. I don't think Bill got to watch the game. I was gonna talk to him about taking San Francisco in 2.5 and see if he wanted to go for that.
See if he's go for that now. Yeah.
Scandal in the soccer world, actually a pretty big scandal.
Oh, I saw this.
Yes, the Union of European Football Associates says it has evidence that nearly 700 soccer matches have been fixed between the years 08 and 11, including 380 matches in Europe, 300 in Africa, Asia, South America, and Central America. What's worse is that some of them, if just plain throwing the games isn't bad enough, some of the matches include World Cup qualifiers and games in the Champions League. We do not know who the players are or the teams involved, but you can bet if you ask anybody who even is aware of professional soccer, Premier League, to name one team they would be able to, and it's probably Manchester United. If it ends up being somebody like that, this could be a really, really big deal. So far...
Not the Queen's Park Rangers?
Yeah, I don't think so. So far, all that's been released is that the fixed games resulted in more than $10 million in betting profits, and more than 425 match officials, club officials, players, and serious criminals from more than 15 countries were involved. That's not good for your sport. And it's a good thing that gambling isn't that important in the NFL.
Well, if you watch...
That's the reason they give the injury reports by Friday afternoon for the Sunday games.
If you watch soccer matches, half the time the ribbon board around the field has a betting website.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, there you go. That's
123 Bet is one of the bigger sites that you see advertised during any European sporting event.
Wow. Turns out the world might be able to solve its energy crisis with beer.
Oh, yeah?
Huzzah!
If Kat doesn't use it all up...
killing slugs.
Killing slugs. Yeah, if you can, keep from that. But,
I'll try my best.
The New York Post has a brewery in Alaska powering its operations with the beverage, the Alaskan Brewing Company. It started burning leftover grains and using it to power its manufacturing plant. Beernergy. That's what we call it. Beernergy.
How awesome.
Saves the company $500,000 a year. Yeah, that's not bad.
I like it.
Well, I know that, let me grab a call. See what we got going on here. Yeah, hello.
Hey, I heard a rumor.
Okay, well, we always love rumors.
I heard somebody had a roof leak up there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, she does. She has a leak at her house, as a matter of fact.
Do you know a good roof repair person?
Can I give you my number?
I tell you what. Yeah, I tell you what. Why don't you call the front desk and do that, okay? All right. Thank you. All right. When did you find the leak?
Oh,
I meant to ask you about that. Yesterday.
After I bought the house.
Well, no, I know that, but by the way, they have services, you know.
Services?
Yeah, people who will come in and check a house for you. Charge about $3.25 to come in and do that.
Well
I'm not going to say that. That's what it cost me the last time I had it done. But anyway, just that way they let you
I know there's a leak there. They don't need to check.
No, but I'm saying you do that before you buy the house.
Yeah, the inspection.
And that way when you sit down to negotiate with the buyer, and seller, you go, hey, wait a minute, you got this Raffus in your Fremostat, and we're not going
to
fix that.
I was desperate to move in. I was working a split shift, and I was living in Navasota.
There you go. Now, see, she always says nice things about Navasota. Now she's telling us she's desperate.
No, I'm saying the split shift and the travel was the bad part.
From
I miss Navasota.
Oh, I got you. Okay, well, you can visit anytime. It's open all the time. But anyhow.
You're in rare form today.
Be careful, Scott. You visit Navasota, you're liable to get into trouble.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's all right. I know one of the sheriff's deputies down there.
Oh, so yeah. It's
anyhow, but the deal is, you found out when it rained, what, about 3 weeks ago? Is that when you found out?
I found out when we had the really horrible chucking it down from the skies almighty. That's when I found out.
Well, that happens once a year around here. So, I mean, now was it just a spot or was it like dripping on the floor?
Basically, there's a hairline fracture in the ceiling of my bedroom, but then there's also the big main leak is...
You hate to hear the word big main leak. That's not a good thing.
It's right around where the hot water heater pipe goes up into the roof. And so it's all like I touched the roof up there and it was just, it didn't do the blistering that sheetrock does, but it's like plaster.
Soggy.
Chalky.
Yeah.
Squishy.
You might want to check.
Gray, black. Orange. Well, not orange. I meant brown.
Go ahead.
Yes.
You might want to check because generally when you buy a home, you have to buy either, you know, it comes with a mortgage insurance, and most of the time you get like 30 to 60 days of a
Yeah, you may have some relief coming.
An insurance relief.
Well, I'll check into
it. You do need to check into that. That's true. I mean, you know, the other thing is that, again, that could be just a flashing thing up there, a flashing problem. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yep.
This is Larry with United Roofing.
Hey, Larry. How are you, buddy?
I was going to really give her the 268 roof number.
Now, listen, okay, so, I mean, I'll ask you since...
Now, yeah. if you send me some flowers on Valentine's, maybe I'll buy your roof.
Oh, now she's trying to come back on you. Okay, but
y'all completely misunderstood me.
No, I got you. Okay, no, that's good. Okay, now, all right, but Larry, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you to kind of analyze this thing a little bit.
Okay,
If it's wet around the pipe that's going up into the ceiling over her water heater, does that sound like it's a flashing problem up there? Or
it does.
Yeah.
It sounds like a flashing problem. Our estimates are free.
Okay.
And no obligation. We've been doing this for 30 plus years. We've been in business longer than some of our competitors are old.
I think that you've been advertising with us for about 30 years, as a matter of fact, too. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it, buddy.
This portion of the program brought to you by.
Yeah, really. Well, I mean, he's been doing the weather for about 15 years, I think, so it's okay. If only Kat could think of somebody to use. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but that's fine. And then we have other roofing companies who advertise as well. I'll say that. But still, nonetheless, as he said, the rest of us are free.
So I went up with a flashlight and looked around.
Did you? Did you get up in the attic?
Yeah, but it's...
Did you find a 30-year-old turtle up there? Just saying. I mean, I didn't know
I found a dead body, Scott.
Oh, cool. All right. What a great story.
Actually, it was a roach body.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so you see that. Yeah, so it could be just that there's a... right around it, up on the roof itself, is where there might be a little leak. And if that's the case, then you may not have a roof leak necessarily.
Yeah, I'm getting blown up on texts from city council and people that know that tell you to call your realtor.
Yeah it happens when it rains, though.
Yeah,
so
okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's the deal. Call your realtor first and see. All right, here you go. You've been drinking liquor with diet soda? Aren't you smart? Apparently, diet soda makes you feel the liquor quicker.
Hey, now!
All right, so there. Nothing like going out and buying some single malt scotch and mixing it with Diet Coke just so you can feel it faster, right?
No, not with single malt
probably
scotch.
Probably not. Researchers gave college... Oh, let's see, why don't we get this kind of research at A&M? Researchers gave college students vodka mixed with regular soda and vodka mixed with diet soda, and the diet soda group got about 20% more intoxicated than those who mixed regular soda with the liquor.
Good to know.
How does that work? Man, according to research published yesterday, that's why you always want to be on the cutting edge of the research for you, in the journal Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research, researchers say the stomach treats a sugary cocktail like food, digesting it slower. It slows down the release of the alcohol into the bloodstream, but diet sweeteners don't have that same effect. So as a result, they pass through the stomach faster, and you get a faster effect.
You get Foster Brooks.
Man, that's fascinating to know. And what I'm wondering is, of course, I don't know how long diet drinks have been around, but they've never done a study on this before. This is the first time they've done that. I do find that to be kind of interesting. But there you go. If you want to get blotto faster, use diet drinks.
18 years ago, Wilton's Office Works opened its doors in a modest building on Villa Maria in Bryan. Hi, I'm Locke Pascal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. And at that time, Stan and Marlo Wilton and I could only dream of growing our business and becoming a vibrant part of the Bryan College Station community. Now, 18 years later, Wilton's Office Works building is more than 5 times larger, and we have more than 10 times the employees. And now, Wilton's is growing again. Over the next few weeks, Wilton's will be undergoing design changes that will enable us to continue to service the Aggieland community for many years to come. Your support as customers and as friends has allowed Wilton's to become this area's leading business for office furniture and office supplies. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements. Don't mind the mess. Wilton's Office Works is open and doing outstanding business as usual. You'll find Wilton's Office Works 25,000 square foot showroom on the East Bypass between University Drive and Briarcrest or online at wiltons.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
It's a whole new Februenni at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is interesting. I can see both sides of this story. Did you hear about Jessica Sanchez, who's a reporter for WKMG in Orlando?
Mm-mm.
She's in New Orleans, and she's doing a live shot, okay? And as a run-up to the Super Bowl, when a drunk 49ers fan started talking right behind her in her camera shot, okay?
Okay.
Sanchez turned around and came back with a zinger asking the unnamed woman how long she'd had the STD.
Oh, my!
Now, the statement seems spontaneous, but some have criticized Jessica, saying that it was faked. Some who think the reporter's reaction was real are calling for her resignation because she was rude to a 49ers fan.
Oh, my gosh. People are rude all the time.
I'm going to say, look, those people were drunk. Those people got into her camera shot. I'm not exactly sure if she should have said that, but I think it's very difficult for people who have to go out and do live shots that you'll have idiots who will do things like that. So
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I don't agree with her doing something like that. Again, not
exactly
sure. Yeah,
I wouldn't have said specifically that.
Yeah, no, she should have said that, but nonetheless, we'll see. Got people talking.
Yeah, I did.
The first hands-free, voice-activated car phone was introduced on this date in 1985.
Oh, hands-free.
Yeah, $2,700.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow, man. I mean, you know. And if you'll think about it, in 1985, you could probably buy a Volkswagen for that, you know?
Give or take.
Golly. Also, Mr. Potato Head was born. The toy, of course, was advertised on that new
thing. Sure, he wasn't grown?
No.
Dug up?
No. The Potato Head meaning those things that you would actually stick into the Potato Head.
Right, you said born.
Well, he was born, did, yeah. 1952. The toy first advertised on television. You know, so you could really see it. So that means he's 50, which means he could probably be doing like AARP commercials now, right? And now they don't use real.
That would be funny.
It would. They don't use real potatoes anymore, right? Nope. They got a plastic one or something. See, it's not the same. Because invariably you would make the Mr. Potato Head and you would leave it in your room, okay?
And yeah, then I miss the spoiling smell of potatoes.
Exactly. About 3 months later, then you remember where you put him.
Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home or office. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, M&A makes your home or office look great. Whether you need a fresh coat of paint, resurfacing a bathtub, countertop, or shower, or maintaining your lawn, M&A is here to create the look you want. Text the letters MA to 55678 and receive a free estimate and 20% off your painting or resurfacing job. Text the letters MA to 55678 now. That's MA to 55678 for M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, tonight's the night that Mike Tyson appears on Law & Order SVU. Guy named
that
Reggie
should be
Rhodes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think so. He's a murderer on death row whose violent actions may in part be the byproduct of abuse that he suffered as a child. It's the first time that Mike has played somebody rather than himself on TV. Of course, he was in the Hangover movies. Again, if you want to consider that.
A movie.
Yeah, or a movie. Yeah, it was a movie. It just, you know, none of you want to admit that you saw it. In 1926, on this date, the National Football League adopted a rule that made players ineligible for competition until their college classes graduated. Then they realized how stupid that was. They said, well, we're not going to do that. So they changed it.
You know what else happened on this date?
All right.
1895, George Herman Ruth Jr., the Bambino, the Sultan of Swat, was born.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah, but hey, it's Babe Ruth.
There you go. 1932, a dog sled race happening.